After a two-hour meeting, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said he and his European counterparts agree that while the situation in Somalia remains serious, there may now be what he called a small space for discussion. The meeting follows a string of victories for Somalia's transitional government, which, with the support of Ethiopian troops, has pushed Islamic militias from the country's major cities. Steinmeier, whose country currently holds the rotating European Union presidency, urged Somalia's transitional government to work harder toward national unity by broadening political dialogue. This, he said, must include voices from Somalia's Islamic movement, however bitter the government feels toward the radical Islamic Courts Union they've just ousted from the capital. Norwegian Foreign Minister Jonas Støre expressed a similar sentiment.
It is a window of opportunity to take the process of national reconciliation in Somalia forward. And I believe politically and also from a humanitarian point of view, we have a real role to play.
But there also appears to be a role Europe is not willing to play, that of peacekeeper. German Foreign Minister Steinmeier explains through an interpreter.
If there were to be an international presence, then it would preferably be of African origin.
Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt said it was a lesson of history that foreign troops cannot be effective in Somalia. But he also acknowledged that the African Union is overburdened as it is, struggling to maintain a mission in Sudan. Steinmeier said the question of a peacekeeping force is better left to the meeting of the full contact group on Friday, when the United States and Tanzania will also be present. That, too, is where the question of financing for a peacekeeping force will be handled. While the Europeans told Somalia it must work for reconciliation, there was also a message for Ethiopia: bring your troops home. For VOA News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。